Northern Illinois University President Doug Baker is here. Who are your wing folks today? Who did you convince to come out in the rain with you?
Well, I've got our student editor of our newspaper, and her name's Kelly Bauer.
Right.
And Kelly's a great student. She's a junior at the university and wants to be a war correspondent.
That's amazing. Good for you, Kelly.
Yeah, she said she's going to be in Springfield.
Well, that probably is. You know what?
It's a great way to get your feet wet.
If we could limit the battles to Springfield, I'd be just fine with that.
Yeah.
So at least somebody be fighting.
No, I'm really proud of her. She's a great journalist.
That's a great story.
And who
is your photographer here?
This is Paul Palin. Paul's from our media services and is one of our great people that writes wonderful stories about the university.
All right. So last time you were here, it was on the verge of the bowl. Didn't quite end the way we wanted, but still a great season. Now we're moving on into the mentoring phase of the Baker years.
Yeah.
This is a big deal for you from your former school to here and beyond. You think this is a big key to the future, I'm sure, right?
I really do. You know, we need to prepare our students to be successful, not just to get to graduation, but what they do with their careers and their lives after that. And to get through school, you need some help. You need people reaching back, mentoring you.
What's the difference between a mentoring situation and an internship?
A mentoring situation would be one in our design where you could either have a peer mentor, like an upper class person, a senior or junior, helping a freshman or a sophomore, helping them figure out how to navigate the university, what kinds of courses to take, what kinds of activities to be involved in, whether to join the Northern Star newspaper and become its editor,
sure,
and have those great experiences. And then an internship would be where you would go actually work in a public or private sector organization and tie that in with what you're studying. And we find that hands-on, real-time experience is the single biggest predictor of getting a job and being successful when you're out.
I think we talked about this last time we were in, but where do you fall on the side of the paid versus unpaid internships from a college perspective?
I am a big fan of paid, and it turns out the students are. When I ask them, do you want to work for free or for money?
They're funny like that?
They're funny like that.
Yeah.
It's a funny thing. Now, I think you can get great experiences, but a paid internship often shows the commitment between the employer and the student, so they're really doing good stuff. They're not just, you know, doing meaningful
even if it's a labor stipend to cover parking or lunch or whatever.
It helps. Every piece helps.
Sure.
And you know, all students today are facing some challenges with the budget.
President Baker is going to be working a couple of events today. You're at the City Club Chicago Forum. There's a reception at 11:30 and an NIU Executive Leadership Forum conference later. You're doing a lot of public work. You're getting out there. You're meeting people. You're still relatively new to town. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've been really warmly welcomed. We've got a couple hundred thousand alumni in the area,
yeah,
and that's a huge resource for us to draw on for these internships and
right,
mentoring programs, for example. We've held a number of workshops with our alumni and students coming together, and invariably the alumni say, give us more. We want to reach out and help the students.
And that's one thing that if you've got a kid going into college and you're thinking, well, my knucklehead kid doesn't know what they want to do tomorrow. They're not going to know what they want to do next year or the year after that. It always helps to get – and this is one thing I've had to adjust to as a parent. I don't know if you went through this, but I generally think that my advice is always good.
Yeah.
And your kid gets to a point where they've heard your advice for a long time, so they could hear similar or exactly the same advice, but if it's coming out of somebody else's mouth that's not you – it tends to be heard. Same experience?
Same experience. And well, that's really what you want, though. You want
you do, absolutely.
You want your young chicks to be able to fly and fly away and actually be better than you are.
Right.
And that's what we're aiming at. A good teacher is someone who helps their student become better than they are.
And no matter how good a listener your kid may be, the sound and tone of your voice has been in their head for a long time.
For a long time.
Sometimes they just need a fresh perspective from somebody. So, in other words, encourage mentoring parents. Don't be threatened by it.
Oh, absolutely. And the people that are mentoring our students are people in disciplines that our students are going into careers, and the parents may not have an expertise in that.
President, I wanted to ask you also, too. I mean, social media now, I'm sure most of your alerts, your messages are all going across social media, and I have cousins in college, and I'm always saying, you know, watch the pictures, don't put anything up that would embarrass you later on in life. And sometimes they listen and sometimes they don't, speaking of listening.
And then they learn a lesson.
Right. So, I mean, are you seeing that, though, more? Obviously, Facebook, Twitter, it's just, you know, taken off. And that's probably how you get most of your messages across these days, too.
Yeah, we do. And it's an interesting thing to try and manage because if something happens, the Twitter lines go crazy before the real facts are out there. And so you have to stay on top of it. In fact, we've looked at our policies around Twitter and Facebook this year so that we can get information out and get ahead so bad information doesn't get out. So we're trying to really manage that.
Yeah, and it really comes down to social media, all well-intended though it is for the most part, not all of it is, but those who invent social media, who saw it the way that Facebook people did, would, you know, I keep in mind, Zuckerberg was a nerd who didn't have a lot of friends, who didn't know how to be socially interactive with people, and he wanted to invent something where you could safely interact with people and share whatever you have for a small group. Because in 2004 when Facebook started, it was just for colleges. You had to have a college ID. It was the only way you could get onto Facebook. Now your grandma's on Facebook and her grandmother. Everybody's on Facebook. So it is a little bit out of control. And I think, President Baker, it comes down to, you know, buyer beware. And, you know, you got to don't believe everything you read and don't put up everything you hear as soon as you hear it.
Absolutely. And you know, I find Facebook actually is changing. What you just said is right. Your mother and your grandmother's on it. And I see students drifting away from Facebook now just because they want their mom to friend them.
What's bigger on campus, Instagram or Twitter?
What do you think, Kelly? Instagram or Twitter? She's going to say Twitter, I think.
Yeah, you think so? Because I hear a lot of Instagram. I mean, Instagram's huge.
Yeah, it is growing. It's coming on. Absolutely.
So, all right. Well, let's get back to the mentoring thing here for a second, because along with the TV and radio stuff you're doing, as I said, I'm a fan, and I think you're doing a great job of getting the word out.
Thanks.
But for somebody who doesn't go to NIU, goes on, my school's mentoring program sucks. What do you suggest? What do you suggest for anybody listening, a kid that needs a mentor?
Well, you can proactively go out and get them. You can go to your department chair and say, hey, I want a mentor, and hopefully they'll hook you up with one. Or you can probably go to your student services area, and there are advisors for students. We currently have a great advising program, and all of our students have an advisor, but we want to go beyond that at our university with student mentors and alumni mentors who can really help shape a student's perspective of the future and where they're going. You know, one other thing we find from the internships, the students gain a great deal of experience in those, hands-on, real-life experience that integrates the learning in the classroom, but they develop a network. They understand the social fabric out there. And so I suspect your daughter had some of that in her nursing program. She learned,
my daughter-in-law. My daughter has done that through her situation. She works with kids with autism, and my son is, you know, experienced some of that now and building his network.
And really, those connections are going to help you get out there. You've got the content knowledge, you've got the experience, so you can actually apply it and be effective in your job, and then you've got people who know how good you are.
Yeah, and if you impress someone, who you impress the people they know as well, because you've given them a story to tell about you.
Absolutely.
So, all right, if anybody listening, because of the power and the reach, not just of this program, but of obviously this radio station, they go, man, I'd love to get a hold of President Baker and just see if we could do something at our school here or there. Do you give out any secrets that you're cooking up out at NIU?
Well, one secret I've got is that not only are we recruiting freshmen out of high schools right now, but we're working closely with the community colleges in this state.
Okay.
And I think our community college system's strong. We have great community colleges, and the students that come out of them are good. And so we've been reaching out to the community colleges and seeing how we can strengthen that articulation relationship and ease the transition from community colleges into the four-year schools.
Sure.
And boy, I must say the community college has been very welcoming. Every school I've been to, people have said, great, thanks for coming, let's do it. Let's hook up and do the right thing for the students.
So the academic community gets along fairly well, as a general statement.
I think it does. We're trying hard.
Yeah, and by the way, the recruiting of the college, the community college types, what do you like, in the parking lot with who needs a four-year degree? Who needs one? Who needs a four-year degree? Who needs a grad school degree? Who needs one? That kind of thing? I mean, you're a very interactive guy.
I'm not quite that way, but I will say we've been to a few community colleges and said, hey, would you like to come down and see the best football team in the state play? And so we'll take some Husky buses to the community college and bring them in for a football game and then show them the rest of the university and all the great programs.
Sell it, Prez. Sell it. That's all I'm saying.
Go for it.
NIU.edu. There you go. Is that like ILL, INI, NIU.edu?
ILL, INI.
President Baker, thank you. Good luck today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I hope to see you again.
Yeah, of course you will. You're always welcome here. 728. More in a moment on the Steve Cochran Show. Number 108, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on 720 WGN.